Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Brother John along with Sister Suzanne, and we have a guest speaker for this evening, Brother Anthony Martin, and we're just excited to hear what the Lord has to say to him at this time. He's going to be talking on all things work together for the good. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to turn it on over to Brother Martin. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, that all things would work according to how you have designed it. Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would open up our ear gates, that you would open up our hearts, Heavenly Father, that we will be receptive, Heavenly Father, to the word that's spoken this evening, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just manifest your word, that you would just unveil the mysteries, Heavenly Father, that's coming forth. And Lord, Father, we just ask, Heavenly Father, that all those, Heavenly Father, that's tuning in, that's sharing at this time, Father, we just ask that you would just allow us, Heavenly Father, to be able to gain understanding at this time. We just give you the praise and the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Martin, are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello, Brother Martin, can you hear me? Brother Martin, hello? 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 We seem to be having some difficulties here at this time. Brother Martin, can you hear me? Can you hear us? Hello? Brother Martin, are you there? Okay, I know we're looking at the number. We're looking at our number, and I think that's on my part. That was Brother Martin. How are you?
All right, Brother Jerry.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My apology on that. I'm talking to you, and I'm looking at the mic, and I hadn't even potted you in. We started off kind of rough this evening with some technical difficulties, but you know what? You know, when God is in the midst, you know, everything always works out. Amen?
It works for the good. It works to the good. Yes, it does. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All
we're
right.
Excited to have you on this evening, and, you know, for all the listeners that's tuning in, if you are tuning in by internet, if you would like to tune in, the telephone number is 347-237-4054. By internet is Blog Talk Radio. You would type in "New Weekend Begin Again," and you would be connected. If you would like to chat or the comment that you have, those that are listening by internet, go into the chat line, and we will get right back to you, and we will just relay whatever message that you have at this particular time. Amen. We're going to take this time and turn it over to you, Brother Martin, and just let the Lord lead you as he says so. Amen.
Amen. And I am going to ask him to lead me at this time. When I spoke to you the other day and I came up with a scripture I'd like to speak about, it was in regards to Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We were at work, and I also work with Brother John. We were at work, and I was having difficulties dealing with issues with the job and my personal life and things of that nature. And no one, unbeknownst to them, you know, that particular day when I came in, knew that anything was on my mind. But a particular coworker of ours had came up, and she had a wonderful book, and it's called Heartfelt Encouragement from the Pages of God Alone, and the author is Joni Yoder. And it's daily words of encouragement for Christian living. And she hit me with this particular scripture and passage, which was definitely Romans 8:28, and actually ran from Romans 8:28-30, and it bounced back just a couple of scriptures over. Well, actually went forward a couple of scriptures forward to 38 and 39, but just this particular piece, just that one line, it just hit me that day. And that I was thinking about a lot of things that were going on, a lot of difficult things, a lot of things that were not necessarily aligned right in my life at that time. And when I looked at the whole passage, let alone an excerpt that the author put in addition to the scripture, I basically found myself not necessarily all the way coming together right, but I started to get a little bit better understanding at that moment in time. It actually just came to me. Like, you know, a lot of things that do go on that may not seem right, a lot of upsetting things, things that went wrong, actually sometimes are things that you need to go through, and you just end up in a crisis all of a sudden. But these are things that need to transpire in your life for things to work out and what God's plan is for you. And, you know, a lot of times we don't know what God's plan, you know, particularly for each of us individually, collectively, but he has a plan for everyone. So
amen.
At this time, all I can tell you is that the excerpt that the author also had next to it was just basically some information about another author, actually, that gave a nice little wholesome story that can align with this. And basically, that particular author was remembering an experience that they had when they were a child, when they were younger, about their mom, who was, a great cook, a good cook. She was also a baker. And their mother would do, like most good cooks or particularly bakers, when they get ready to, you know, get things together, they would take all the ingredients that they would use and they would let it sit out for a while. Why they do this, I don't know. But I can understand with the butter, because butter you would like to get, you know, a little softened before you use it. But his mother would put these items out. And as a young man, a little boy, he would do what a lot of kids would do. He went and actually, behind his mom's back, of course, would taste these ingredients individually. When he would try them individually, the baking powder, the flour, the raw egg, the vanilla, everything was individually not tasting so great. It was not good and pleasing to the tongue, except for the sugar, of course. The sugar is sweet. But what he found, which was such a phenomenon to him at a young age, was mom would take these ingredients, whip them up in a bowl, and, you know, comprise it into a batter, pour the batter into a cake pan, put it into the oven, and later on, to his tongue's delight, all these ingredients together would come up with something so tasteful and pleasing as a dessert. So things like this actually happen in our lives. But we just got to remember, as believers in Christ, that things do occur for reasons. Sometimes we never figure it out right away, but some things have to happen. But they come all together for the good of God's purpose. So if there's any callers out there that would like to discuss it from this angle of just practicality, not necessarily just breaking it down to its total functionality in the scripture, you know, just things that's just going awkward. Because we got to remember, you know, all of us right about now in today's time are actually going through something. You know, everything is not working right. You know, your job may be falling apart. Relationships are falling apart. You know, you might be having issues with health and you're not healed. But things are going to work together for the purpose of God. It's going to work together for the good of God. So, you know, if there's anyone out there that would like to talk right now and speak on the scripture, Romans 8:28. You know, you can feel free to chime in and give us an example, you know, in your life of what's going on and how you may see it coming together. Or if not, just want to discuss it just to let it off your heart, off your mind, and just realize that, you know, we have to hold on to his word. You know, and as believers, we always have to remind ourselves, we've got to hold on to his word. God is infallible. And he will see us through. He's a comforter even in times of despair. You know, look what's happening in the Philippines. No one wants to ever look at something so devastating as a typhoon that is on record, has been thus far the worst in man's recording. But, you know, things do occur for whatever God's purpose is. But there's a reason and something for everything.
Amen.
So if we did take a look at it from another aspect, the other aspect would also be from the functionality of the scripture. basically, I'm trying to give it a break now. And when Paul was speaking about this scripture, Paul was addressing this by living in the power of the Spirit in the midst of suffering and pain. So, you know, I was trying to get an understanding of this earlier, you know, just from the aspect of everyday living, but also just how the word works and what does it mean. And just looking at it, we all know things work together for the good of those who love God. We have to know that before we jump to a conclusion and think that it's a temporal condition, it's not necessarily that. You know, God loves us all. We're all his children. He will take care of all of us. He has made those promises, and he has fulfilled them. So these are not temporal things. These are not things that are just solely based on if you're, you know, in and out, so to speak. You're not always once saved, you know, once saved, always saved, but there's moments when we fall short. We all fall short of the glory of God, but he brings us back in, and he protects and loves us all. So knowing this, that things do work out, but whenever they're not working out, whenever you feel that you're not living up to what you're supposed to be doing, being aligned in the word, we never look at it as things won't work out for us when we look at that scripture. It's more about a characteristic thing than a temporal condition. And the following verses that also mention in 29 and 30, they also clarify that a little bit and, you know, and give a little bit more insight. But just so that way we don't look at it as the implication of a temporary basis, you know, due to some lapsing, you know, Lord, God the Father, he loves us all, and he will, you know, he will stand by what he has told us, and he'll Amen. Definitely take care of us.
Amen.
So, Amen. Basically, I know I was just trying to keep it short and sweet because I was hoping we get some callers in. That way some people could discuss about what they think about this. Do they feel this strictly just for those who are just totally in alignment every single day, every single moment? Do they think even if you lapse a little bit that this does not include them? You know, I believe that it includes all of us. We all have been blessed to where as long as we accept Christ, you know, for those who are true believers, those who believe in the word, that we have moments where we will lapse because we're definitely born a sinner. And as sinners, we constantly do things that, you know, not do things that actually works against the word sometimes. But when you strengthen yourself by studying and doing other things, when you're living that lifestyle as a Christian that you should be living, aligned in the word, then the Lord will, you know, he'll not only keep you covered in even in times when you lapse as well.
Amen. Amen.
So, Brother
John, I was looking at in terms of, you know, and I, you know, it's, you're absolutely right. You know, and I was looking at it in terms of your scripture and looking at it, and when it starts talking about, you know, I just think about it in terms of, you know, when it says all things work together for the good, I just look at that in terms of we as the saints, it does not make a difference what afflictions coming against us, what afflictions that are coming against us, whatever wickedness that are coming against us, that we should rejoice. We should rejoice in whatever situation that is, of knowing that whatever we're going through, whatever type of sufferings that we are going through, that Christ is going to see us through. That is going to be, I look at it as being all good. Whatever it is that we're going to, you know, all things, not just one thing in our lives, but all things. You know, for those that believe in the word of God, those that believe in Jesus Christ, that we will always know that we are victorious over whatever situations that come against us. So when I look at that, I mean, that's what stands out to me more than anything else in terms of that scripture, like all things. That all means everything.
Brother John, if you look at Job, and that's one of the most memorable stories, I think, that whether you're on the level of being a babe or someone who has been a saint, someone saved for so long, as some of us who are listeners listening in now or people that have just come aboard, Job is, when you said affliction, I just jumped in and I actually had a little note on that sitting off to the side, because Job suffered a lot of things. And when you read in, you actually study, Job was not a, this story, a lot of times we think, especially when you just wouldn't get into the word, that it just went by, maybe something that actually occurred for a couple of days. Now, this went on with Job for quite some time. And he has all types of things. But the thing that had me sitting up here to where I had to rejoice is right off the top to start things off. You know, first, the devil couldn't even go beyond certain boundaries with the Lord that he had already set up with this. And I laugh because Satan had to get permission. He just couldn't do what he wanted to do. So God has already boundaries to protect those who are believers in him. And Job has suffered for quite some time. This was no fly-by-night process with this test that he was getting, the devil's tempt and God's test and the devil's tempt. And no matter what had happened, because Job had steadfast, God protected him. He protected him totally with all these things, you know, losing his wealth, his health, his family, everything. But he got it back, and he got it back so many fold. You know, let on, just for holding on to God's word. Everything came together in the end. God had to use him to show Satan that, hey, you know, I have people out here that hold on to my word, that love me enough that they will trust in me. And look what happened. He went through that, and he endured that for quite some time. That was not a fly-by-night process to show Satan, hey, this is what's going on. You know, I have people that hold on to faith. They hold on to my word. They hold on to me. So, yes, sir, that when you said affliction, that just jumped right in. Because a lot of times we think stories that happen in the Bible, that is, it just occurred maybe a couple of days, a few weeks. There's some people, you know, the children of Israel, you know, wasn't the same children that when it started off that were in the wilderness. You know, but things had to go about, it came together for the good in the end, and they still made it to the promised land. It wasn't the same once it started off, but still the Lord kept his word in that instance as well.
Amen. So, amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And for anyone, you know, may be listening, you know, at this particular time, it does not make a difference what we may be going through. You know, this is a wonderful scripture, you know, when it starts talking about that the afflictions, you know, on our health, any type of sickness that we may be going through, anyone who is being held captive, you know, someone, you know, this is like life and death, of knowing that God's glory in his children shall be advanced. God is going to get the glory out of it all. And what we are to do is we are to acknowledge that God is going to get the glory from where we are, from whatever situation that we're in. God is going to get the glory. Amen?
Yeah.
So we're not supposed to be depressed. We're not supposed to be just caught up or lost. We are supposed to keep our mind focused on the cross, of knowing that who we are victorious as children of God. We are victorious. And it doesn't make a difference whatever type of temptations, whatever type of afflictions that come our way, that we will become victorious.
Yes, yes, we will. And we might have to really do it like Job, you know. If you're unemployed, if you feel that you're alone by yourself, if you feel that you haven't been healed, a lot of these things happen. They happen for whatever reasons God set forth in our lives, whatever purpose. But we got to stay righteous, man. We have to stay righteous. And we got to glorify God. And when we do that, by glorifying him, all these things truly do work together for those that love God. So, we got to consider these afflictions and everything else. But sometimes they're necessary for us to go through. A lot of times we don't look forward to a crisis in our life, some type of turmoil, some trials and tribulations. But sometimes these are the things that strengthen us. You know what I'm saying, Brother John? These are the things that really get us together, to get us where we need to go. You know, one thing used to be sometimes you got to go through some things to get some, you got to go through some things to get somewhere. And a lot of people, they don't really focus in on that. You know, sometimes you just can't just walk straight into a situation. Sometimes you do got to get, tried by fire. And to really get you together and strengthen you, when you don't have the word, you can go out there and get in situations where people want to, test you. And if your mind is not right, you don't have your armor on, and you find yourself in all types of turmoil. And not just in conversations being tested on the knowledge base, but just dealing with the world, period. Things are coming at you. You know, things are going to happen, but, we're going to be pulled through because God is infallible. These are his words, and we're true believers that we hold on to. We entrust in him. And we just have to stay fast to our faith. So,
yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm looking at some callers in. There is a 214 that called in that we're opening up our mics to you. It looks like that you have a comment. Also, the 334, we're opening up the mics to you. Would you like to comment?
This is 334.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How are you, Mr.
Praise the Lord.
Great. How are you all doing this evening?
Oh, we're
doing fine. Thank you.
Great. I have a question. I've recently taken on a task of working with young ladies who have been victims of prostitution and human sex trafficking. And my question to you is, I know there is definitely some good that will come from the experience. But how do you begin that conversation with these young ladies who have experienced so much tragedy in their lives? And I'm speaking about juvenile females under the age of 18.
A lot of times we have to, and it's funny that you even asked that question, because I'm dealing with different strategies and techniques at two different jobs. They're both dealing with youth. So my experience with this is, first of all, just starting to be an active listener, really getting an understanding of the individuals that you're dealing with, because especially with dealing with young ladies who have been involved in situations like that, they're hurt. They're going through a lot of things, and a lot of times we find ourselves, the professionals and so forth, with just wanting to, just take over everything and our voice be heard. Sometimes we have to listen to people first. And, Jesus listened to a lot of people first. You know, he did preach, he did teach, but then he did listen to the sick. People came to him all the time, and a lot of times we have to be listeners too, active listeners, to where we acknowledge their feelings. And a lot of times when you get a chance to acknowledge a person for who they are and what they've gone through, they begin to entrust in you and try to work with you. More or less, a lot of times, and that's just a lot, just coming in strong here first. And I know we have programs, and a lot of times we're the people that are in charge of things and professionals, but sometimes we still have to realize that we're dealing with an individual who, they just want to, they want change. They want to get help, but they're not even, recognized and validated sometimes for their feelings or just for being a person, period. And a lot of younger people, they have that. They have a lot of situations where they have broken homes, no structure, no one to love them, seriously. And what's remarkable with children, they're just looking for someone to actually genuinely care about them. But to just, I learned, just be an active listener first, just letting them get it all out. And then once they start to build a rapport where they figure they can come to you and tell you things, then you're able at that point to, switch roles to where they'll listen to you a little bit more. children today are very different. They're not like how I can tell that you probably in your early 20s, but they don't have it to where we have a lot of different wiring going on. But a lot of them, they just want to be able to be heard. A lot of times we don't really listen to them. We don't.
I think also, let me add on, you want to create a safe environment for them. You know, they have food, shelter, you pray. But I think the mentoring piece, you know, where they feel a safety zone, they'll be able to reach out and make progress. They need to be able to talk about what they've been through and use scripture to, you know, to feed them, to show them the light. But anyway, it's approachable. And being a mentor, a role model, and that's oftentimes in prayer that they'll be able to see the light. And they're going to face some serious challenges. So you think of Job, the big whipper, and, you know, the sick and so forth. But anyway, to know that I'm safe and I have a place to go to where I can communicate and people will listen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Came in, you know, if you would like to comment as well, the 631 or the 403-403, if you'd like to comment on the question, one of our sisters was talking about, asking about dealing with ladies with drug trafficking and prostitution. Anyone like to make a comment on that? Any of our listeners out there?
Well, I'd like to comment. I'm thankful that the gentleman that called and said make a safe environment. They need that as well. And also feeding them scripture. That's definitely the way to go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For those that are listening, if you hit number one, if you hit one, we will be able to pipe you in. That lets us know that you would like to make a comment if you're listening. I'm looking at some of 631. I see that you just came on. If you'd like to make a comment at any time, hit number one. For those of you that's on Internet, if you'd like to call in, it's 347-237-4054 if you'd like to make a comment. We have Brother Anthony Martin, who is talking about all things work together for the good. And our question is, we're talking about how do we help the ladies with drug addiction and prostitution?
Sex trafficking.
Amen. My sister, 334, was that helpful to you?
Yes, of course it was helpful. However, I still have the question, when you're working with these young ladies and you're doing faith-based training or counseling, and you're saying to them, all things happen for the good of God, and these things have happened to them, how do you begin to rationalize, and I don't want to say rationalize, how do you begin helping them to accept the promises that Jesus Christ made, yes, and they had to experience this. You know, how do you connect what they've experienced back to the Word of God? How could something good have been connected with that?
Amen.
Hello.
403.
Yes, I'm asking.
Dr. Hussein, we have you potted in if you'd like to make a comment.
Yes. Well, one of the things that we have to understand is that they didn't get in the situation, in most cases, you know, quickly. These things that have happened over time, and just like with any crisis in a person's life, male or female, and we have to remember, too, that in the sex trafficking, that those are males and females. To the beneath to be praying for, but it takes time, and the Holy Spirit is so gentle with us. The first part, just like with the Lord and feeding the multitude, is to feed them and to give them what they need. They have to know that there's a safe place, like someone has already said, where for them to express themselves, to express the ugly part of them, for them to be able to react in any way and still be accepted, for them to be able to trust no matter how bad things are or how bad it looks. that that there's always a place for them. But the Holy Spirit in healing, as a person begins to be fed, as a person begins to receive, they feel safe. The Holy Spirit will bring up issues or bring up scenarios gently with that person as they go through the healing. Now, one of the things that we can do as facilitators of the healing is to help them to continue to express it. So they can do it in writing, like journaling, like having a gratitude journal, giving them scriptures to meditate on, and maybe a scripture to meditate on for a week or a month or whatever. But writing is really, really good. Just like the word that we're given, it was written. Just like Habakkuk and Jeremiah tells us to write it down. So if they have journals where they're able to write, they're able to have a tangible item where they can see, right, where an outlet, plus they can always go back and see the growth, and they can also, there'll come a time when they'll be able to see the growth, and they'll also realize that it doesn't hurt like it hurt in the beginning, so that they'll be able to talk about it. And that's when the Holy Spirit is helping with the mending and everything and the healing and going back and redeeming that time. But it's something that they have to work through slow. And with everyone, it's going to be a little bit different. With everyone, you don't know how long it's going to take and how willing they are. And even everybody that's on the line listening and everybody that will listen, they may think of an issue that took place in their life that may have caused them a lot of pain or, you know, it was a place that was uncomfortable, but it's not as uncomfortable anymore. The scar is still there, you know. The memory is still there, but it doesn't hurt like it used to hurt. You don't cry like you used to cry. So you come to a place where you do begin to celebrate what Christ has done for you, and you begin to see that he was there with you through it all, protecting you, because he didn't keep you for absolutely no reason at all. And I know that's double negative.
That's good.
But there was a reason. And even with their writing, and now the young people are so creative, like with the blogs and so forth. I've been encouraging folks to do blogs, because by the time they get to the part where they're realizing that the Holy Spirit has been with them all the time.
Wow.
And that the healing has come about, they've written a book.
That's
good. They've written their story from their heart, and they can take that unedited blog and publish it.
That's very good.
That's very good.
Also, you're planting seeds. Everybody's not going to be at the same spot at the exact same time, you know. But by working with them, the populations, you're planting seeds that will grow. And you may plant some seeds, and someone else will plant some spiritual seeds, and God will help them to grow. You may not see it, but anyway, they're making progress. As Dr. Clay had put it, journaling, they can kind of see where they were before and where they are right now. I mean, I'm in a safe environment. There's somebody I can talk to. But even though she recognize where I, you know, that I'm making progress, but you're planting seeds, they're going to grow. They're going to take off.
That's good.
Not necessarily when you want them to, but as the Lord directs that to occur for each and every one of us, because each of us is different.
I like
334, is that helpful to you, or, you know, is there, you know, any more questions or any concerns that you have on your heart? That's what we're here for. We are the body of the Christ. We are supposed to share with one another. Are you gaining understanding from this? 334. The 334 that initiated the question about drug trafficking and the prostitution.
Thank you. The message was great. I really appreciate the responses.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, Brother Mark, we're going to turn it back on over
like
to
that.
You. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Mark,
if we can keep it going some more, Brother John, simply because, even though she had that question, I actually deal with this with a part-time and a full-time job. And we've ran through some situations where we've actually had students or people that's in this other program, young ladies in particular. I've run across one male, but more so young ladies that have been actually involved in human trafficking. This is something that is just so big now. It's no longer an issue that's hid, tucked away. It is very prevalent in most of our communities now. This is not something that's just somewhere that you would think that would just be where economical, social differences are occurring. This is everywhere. And we have to reach these youths by some way, some means, to put them in, you know. And even at one of my jobs, I laughed so hard on Sunday because it was over the weekend. One of the staff members secretly had got the group together. She was working with a female group. She got them together. They was a little bit out of control, but she started singing a couple of, you know, gospel songs. And once she got them quieted down, they actually joined in. You know, just listening to these different ideas bounce off of one another, it helps me, you know, along with things that I'm still dealing with. You know, when you're working with kids, you got to find creative different ways to bring them in because it's a different world out there today. So, you know, we have a couple more minutes. If there's anyone else that can give us some ideas that want to call that she helped, not only the 334 person, but she helped me out as well because she really just kept it going. And the spirit just poured through, and you could just tell, you know, she just kept it flowing. So if there's anyone else that would like to comment on what we were talking about with some new ideas or if they just want to express themselves, please feel free to join in right now.
Hello?
What about the 631? Is that New York? I believe that's New York. Like,
yeah.
To make a comment?
Yeah, I was just thinking about what Dr. Suzanne was saying about their experiences turning into like a book, them journaling and writing. And then before you know it, the hurt is not as prevalent or is not as there anymore. And as they're going on, it's less. But that's where it comes where that scripture says, see, God doesn't leave us there. Where we start out, God doesn't leave us there. And what the enemy thought for harm turned around for those individuals' good. That's where the scripture comes in, all things work together for good. Though it wasn't good at the time, but who knows how our lives are. God knows the beginning at the end at the beginning. And who knows that even through that process, even through those hurts, it was still necessary. I'm not saying that the abuse was necessary, but the journey was necessary for someone else. It just doesn't stop with us or begin with us. It's someone else too, if I can say that. You know, I mean, they're hurting out there, but like Dr. Suzanne said, who knows, that journaling will turn into a book. And it will help someone else.
Yeah, that testimony. Amen.
We can't always see the good in something at the time, but God is so gracious and so mindful and so watchful over the over us that He won't let us destruct. I believe that. I believe that. Just like the brother said that the sister did. She started when they were out of control, so to speak, and then she started singing the song. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will calm down the savage beast. Lord,
trust me, listen, she had to do that on the slide, so to speak, because
that
she couldn't be, you know. She didn't want to get in trouble, but she had to call on the Lord right then and there.
That's
and he gave her a song on her heart, and she got to sing with the kids, and it reeled them kids on in. So,
God is
yes,
good.
She did. Yes,
all
she
right.
is.
All right.
And, you know, Brother Martin, it is so true, you know, in terms of with the 334 talking about the prostitution and the drug trafficking, that is becoming so strong within the communities.
Yeah,
I don't believe. I have to ask myself, you know, are we awake to it? Why are we awake? Why are we asleep? Because it is happening all over. All over. I was just in a gas station the other day, just getting a sandwich, and one of the girls was standing at the door, and her comment was, someone tried to come by. They came. This man came by in a van and tried to pull her in. So she was at the door talking to this other gentleman that is at the door, and I'm just listening. But it's happening all over.
Yes, it does.
All over. Yes, now we can do one of two things. We can look at it and say that it's somebody else's child, or we can look at it and say that that's our child. See, because it becomes a different story when it's in our household. So we have to treat it like it's in our household.
So true.
Amen?
Amen.
We are powerful in Christ, and
so
these
true.
Things we need to be praying against.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, yes.
We need to be praying against. You know, for the good that we do, evil is always
present.
We cannot forget about it. We cannot forget about that.
So true. So true.
And what's so crazy is that the way that it's shaped today with human trafficking is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere. I don't. It's you know, people are doing it through the newspaper. They're doing it over the internet. They're doing it on chat lines. They're doing it everywhere. You know, just for that young lady to be going to the store, the gas station, and someone to, you know, just drive up and have that spirit on them where they would do some type of harm like that. Take someone's child, you know, to kidnap someone, you know, and force them into some form of bondage. That is, today's time, we just deal with a lot of unspeakable things. And, I mean, you know, this word was given to us a long time ago, so we should not be as shocked a lot of times when we see things. But as just human beings, you still just try to fathom these things that are occurring. And that is just something that's just so tragic.
Yes, it is everywhere.
Amen. But we have it right here in our own neighborhoods, our schools.
Our neighborhoods,
so,
too.
You turn on TV, kids are walking from school, walking to school, you know, and then with the human trafficking, once again, it's not set up like how we imagine to be just with adults that consenting, well, not necessarily consenting adults. Some people, depend on what travesties they have had in their past, you know, their lives have changed a certain way. Some people have been truly forced, and a lot of these children, you know, a lot of people that's forcing people, not even just men anymore. Some are women and forcing children. You know, this is truly just something that we need to pray about. We need to pray so strongly for the fight.
And
you
be
know,
in
ask
action.
Lord.
Yes, be in action.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Amen.
So we have anybody else want to comment even on the scripture, Romans 8:28, or just about the topic that someone brought up about those, whether adults or youths. I know we were speaking about the youths, but adults or youth that are involved with drugs or human trafficking, prostitution, things of that nature. You can feel free to chime back in. We have a couple of minutes left.
Timely, you know, with the scripture that you have, you know, in terms of all things work together for the good. Mm. Now, we're talking about something that's really, really bad. You see, but from the spiritual eyes, knowing who God is, there's going to be some good that's going to come out of this. We're looking at dark places, but there is some good that's going to come out of it. And we're not supposed to walk around with any probabilities, but we're supposed to walk around knowing that we know that we know that we know that we know that all things work for the good and the glory to those that love the God, that love God. Now, I'm talking about divine revelation. I'm talking about divine revelation. I'm talking about the promises of God. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like. All things work together for good.
He's in control all the time. And a lot of times we don't think about a lot of the journeys we've had in our own lives that really connect with this. You know, we just look at things just to be problematic or whatever else. But sometimes you're going through that crisis and you're going through that that trial and that tribulation, and you're going through it for a reason, but it will come back to the good of things, mm-hmm. you know, and we always have to look at it that way simply because he's a comforter. And, you know, he says this, the Holy Spirit is a comfort. Just knowing in his word is a comfort, knowing that Christ was put on the cross is a comfort. Mm-hmm. So we have really been taken care of by the Father, but we, like you said, we have to, you know, express it as if we know it, we hold on to it, that we just have nothing but utter faith in it, and we stand fast by it. So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
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 And also working with these young ladies, you also have to keep in mind that you're also an agent of God doing his work and planting those seeds of growth. Mm-hmm. So you're a part of that.
Yes.
We mm-hmm. are a part of that. Take mm-hmm. the village to raise a child. We have to keep in mind that, you know, these are our children. These are our families. Our. And we through that, we get things accomplished. Through God,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
all things work together for the good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you.
We're looking at promises. You know, we're looking at promises. Sometimes when people make promises, sometimes they don't keep those promises.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sometimes they don't keep those promises. But we know that the God that we serve, we know that our Father, that he keeps his promises.
Mm-hmm.
His word does not come back void. It doesn't come back empty.
That's right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come back empty at all. And we just, like that gentleman said, we have to remember that we're agents of God, and
that's
we're working
good.
With these youth mm-hmm. and other individuals, just anybody that we come into in this world. We need to just remember that we all are agents.
That's right.
And we're here to be servants of him. We, mm-hmm. you know, conduct ourselves accordingly, limiting his word, aligning our lives with the word, and just mm-hmm. doing what we're supposed to. And because these are the times that that's where it's very much needed. So, you know, we have to be not only mentors and to children, but just shining light examples to those who are in the world that are looking for some form of help. They're looking,
mm-hmm.
you know, to someone. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King said, "What, you got to stand for some of your faults and for anything." And that aligns with God. You know, we got to be these lights, these beacons that pull people in. You know, having conversations like this, which I'm very fortunate that you asked me to share in tonight's program and service, you know, just gives me more strength, more encouragement. You know, I love the fact that we had this conversation, this dialogue this evening. I thank you, Brother John. You know, I had a good time in the Word tonight. So thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing. You know, again, we are the body of Christ, you know.
Amen.
You know, we are kingdom builders, and that's what it's all about. It's about the kingdom.
And bringing the kingdom on earth. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And that's the beauty of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the beauty of
yes,
yeah.
sir.
We, you know,
well, thank you.
Definitely enjoyed, you know, I mean, that's a powerful scripture. You know, of knowing a powerful, powerful scripture. You know, and again, I just, you know, God just wants us to step up, step it up. You know, he wants us to step it up. Not just me, but I'm just talking about he wants us to step it up. You know?
You know.
To be
mm-hmm.
more about his business.
Yeah.
Look at the way things are, the way times are.
Right.
You know, the average person will probably just shake their head. And say things are going to you know, to the pots. But,
you know, mm-hmm.
go ahead.
You know, my mind is going back to, I just want to just say this. My mind is going back to that movie, School Days. And at the end of that movie, I think it was Lawrence Fishburne, was telling the people to wake up. And that's what's needed. The body of Christ, we need to. Sometimes I do think that we're snoozing. We do need to wake up. Yes, prayer is the most powerful thing on earth, but action. Faith without works is that we as a body need to get in gear and wake up. I wish I had a bullhorn. Just wake up. We need to wake up. and shake ourselves and join together and be one body that God has called us to be in Christ, and get out there and bring those that are lost into the fold. Because time is drawing nigh. It is not just the 11th hour. It is 5 to 12. And people are still thinking that, oh, I got tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. No. Tomorrow is today.
Amen.
Yeah, or even right now.
Yes.
Like you have right now.
Yes.
You never know what moment. You know, when he comes back, he's coming back like a thief in the night. You never know what day, what moment, what time.
Excuse me. So true. Amen.
And that's basically what New Beginnings Ministry is all about. You know, just about coming. It doesn't make a difference where you are, what location you are. You can, you know, be a part of this body and just share. God has given all of us a gift. You know, all of us a gift. You know, we're supposed to lift up each other, encourage each other, and again, it does not make a difference wherever you are. Sometimes we don't know where we're talking, who we're talking to, where they're coming from, you know, state, you know, what city. We don't even know that, but it's not about that. You know, it's about God. You know what I'm saying? God has imparted a word in all of us, and what we do is to share it, not hold on to it, but to share it. So somebody may be listening. They may be all listening by the internet.
Yes.
But we pray that they're being blessed by the conversations that's taking place.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I know I'm blessed this evening.
I'm blessed as well.
I am. I really had a good time sharing that word, and I believe she said her name was Dr. Suzanne, if I'm correct. She really broke down some good philosophy and some techniques to work with. The youth of the day, the young ladies and so forth, and the one brother that spoke up, you know, spoke about having a safe environment. And everything we talked about came together for the good, because I'm going to utilize it back at work. And I'm serious. You know, we got to be active listeners. We have to give them a place of safety where they can come to. We still have to share the word of God with them. You know, we just got to. We got to try to reach as many as we can. You know, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Amen. And that's spreading the gospel, spreading the good news. Well, you know, it's not just paper, but also your actions. You know, what you're doing, you're saving a lot of people. You're planting a lot of seeds.
Yes, you are.
Through God.
Yes,
which is
you
David,
are.
You know, did battle with Goliath. Amen. We're looking at the time, and we're looking at, you know, it's like about 1 minute and 15.
Yep.
So we're going to close out. My brother, do you want to close it out in prayer, and then we're going to both of them.
Praise God.
Father God, I praise you this time, and thank you for letting us come together and commune in your name once again. We came over to get a word. We read the scripture. We aligned everything with it. Lord, I just thank you for these words that you've given us that we can all take back into our own lives and share with everyone else that we meet as your agent, as your servants, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, each and every one of you, those by internet, those who called it by phone. Thank you so much. And we'd like to invite you back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock where we will do this again, and we hope that you're with us. We love you, but remember that God loves you most. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.